And our last headline takes us to the City of Angels. Private security officers help keep our homes and offices safe, but according to the Service Employees International Union, or SEIU, the national median salary for security officers is just $18,000. That's less than unionized janitors. We covered a union protest by security officers in the SEIU in 2005. Here's a bit of them protesting outside the headquarters of a company that opposed officers' efforts to form a union.
So what do we want?
Justice!
When do we want it?
Now!
What do we want?
Justice!
When do we want it?
Now!
So what do we want?
Last week, however, the group SOLA, or Security Officers United in Los Angeles, won a major battle. They announced a partnership with the SEIU, and together they're working to create the first ever contract that would ensure better wages and health care for up to 50,000 security workers in 9 of the nation's largest cities. Faith Culbreth is president of the Security Officers United in Los Angeles, Local 2006, and John Wilson is a security officer based in L.A. So welcome to you both.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So, John, start out. Tell me about your path. You've been a security officer for 10 years. What is your pay and benefits at this point like in terms of being able to meet your needs?
My pay is in about the middle of the field because I'm in the position of a post commander, which is a little bit above the normal security officer. So my position is a little better than others, but I started from the bottom, like many of us did. I started at $5.45 an hour in 1997.
Wow.
Yes.
Here in Los Angeles?
That's correct.
Well, five and change in Los Angeles in 1997, it must have been incredibly difficult to really meet your needs and meet your family's needs.
Awfully difficult because I had to pursue outside work besides that, you know, little hustle here, hustle there, working for people doing various odd jobs to try and help ends meet.
Now, Faith, our show really tries to look at the world through an African-American perspective. And how big is this industry for black workers?
Well, it is amazingly large for African-American workers. It's the third largest growing industry in the country, and it employs about 2 million African-American workers around the country.
That's huge. Why do you think many different industries end up with workers of one ethnicity or another for different reasons? Why do you think that security officers are African-American in so much of the case?
Well, I think it has a lot to do with the fact that right now African-Americans in this country are disenfranchised. If you look at the history of the real estate industry in this country and how they have capitalized off of workers in that way, it's astounding. 20 years ago, the janitors in the buildings were African-American, and they were making a decent wage. They had health care and benefits. And then the companies busted the union, and then they became Latino jobs. So they have, over history, always been able to capitalize off the fact that African-Americans are unemployed and they do need work, and so they can get away with paying them lower wages.
You bring up janitors, and you also worked on the Justice for Janitors campaign.
Yes, I did.
And so you have seen a lot of the issues in union organizing. It's a very controversial issue in America. Some states are right-to-work states where unions are essentially no-go. And at this point, knowing that you have a lot of opposition, are you trying to work with people who may be opposed as companies, or are you just going to say, look, we're just going to have to fight it out to the bone?
Well, I think we will be prepared to fight if necessary, but I think the most important thing is to understand that the best thing for this country right now is to raise standards for security officers. Security officers, there are more security officers in this country than there are police officers. So in post 9/11 world, they are the first line of contact, and they are the first line of defense and support for all Americans. So I think it's in the best interest of the union to try to work with these companies and to work with real estate owners in the real estate community and figure out how we increase standards, how we make being a security officer a career, we increase training. It's very important to everybody involved. So we will fight for what we believe is right, which is that a human being that works every day receives a decent wage, has access to health care and other benefits. But we would truly like to sit down with the companies and work out a way to ensure that we increase the standards of this very important industry.
John, Faith brings up something that's very important, the issue of terrorism and security. And it's just gotten It's got such a different profile than even 10 years ago. How do you feel security officers play into these very basic issues of how we live, where we live safely, where we work, and where we work safely?
Well, excuse me, if you look in the industry of security in the world, you'll see that as security officers, we're the first on the scene, the first to receive, the first to deliver. And you go into any building, if there's an incident with the fire, who do they call? They call security. And if there's an incident with someone causing a disturbance, who do they call? They're calling security. If there's a safety issue, before they're calling janitorial, they're calling security. And we're the first ones there to take care of issues. And therefore, this is an issue that needs to be addressed as far as being compensated for.
Why do you choose the term security officer? I understand you don't like security guard.
Well, there was an old show on TV, Martin Lawrence's show, and he used to portray a security guard. The image, the word guard to me represents someone sitting and watching. As a security officer, as a professional person, we interact with people, we communicate, we coordinate. So you have police officers, you have probation officers, we have security officers, you have guard dogs.
What is the best and worst part of what you do?
The best part is when you're able to be involved with some very understanding people. In my situation, I have all the support of management, and it's great. The people that work in our particular facility are behind us 100%. They understand the issues also. The drawbacks are is when you encounter discourteous people that don't understand. They want to overstep your position just because they look at you like the term security guard and not officer. But being professional, you will know how to address those issues and bring people like that back a different way.
So you're being very gentle about all this, but I'm sure that you've had to deal with people who are not gentle. Do you have to be a bit of a psychologist to deal with people who might be out of control or inappropriate?
It helps quite a bit. I mean, in the case that you encounter somebody that's very angry, disgruntled, well, you can't be the same as them because you just can't throw fire on the fire. You have to find a way to calm the storm. And by being psychological and, you know, with a different approach of kindness and understanding, that's the water that's going to put the fire out.
Let me turn back to you, Faith. The whole question of unions, in the United States right now, there's a lot of jockeying over what role unions play. At different points, unions have had a much more prominent role, for example, in our political system, in, you know, working with the political parties. At this point in time, do you think that unions are going to find allies in the political system, in neighborhoods, or do you see yourself facing a lot of opposition?
Well, we already have. SOLA has been blessed to have a great community coalition, the Stand for Security Coalition, that's comprised of many religious leaders in South Los Angeles, and that's the case, and also community leaders in South Los Angeles, and that's the case around the country. We have benefited from the support of community and religious and political allies, and we really would not be able to accomplish the things that we have been able to accomplish over the last few years without that support. And I think that it's incredibly important that the union plays its part in the community. When we talk about empowerment, when we talk about economic empowerment, we talk about increasing education and health care and educating our communities, it's important that the union is very active in making that happen. So the union also has to actively work to change it's people's perception of them. We can no longer just be representing workers that are part of the union, our dues-paying members. We have to look past that and move towards representing the community and making sure that the community issues are our issues because our members live in those communities.
John, we're almost out of time, but very briefly, what's your dream for what your colleagues will be able to enjoy if you succeeded in this union drive?
Well, a better way of life, being able to provide for their families and enjoy what they do on their job and just enjoy their surroundings. And by getting the support of the union, getting better benefits, then we'll be able to give back to the community because this is not just going to help security, it's also going to help the community in the whole.
Well, John and Faith, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Faith Culbreth is president of the Security Officers United in Los Angeles, Local 2006, and John Wilson is a security officer in Los Angeles. They join me in our NPR West studios.